ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया।
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 So we're hearing about Gop Kumar. He's a cowherd boy from Govardhan, and he got a mantra which allows him to travel. Allows him to travel all over the universe.
我们一直在讲述的是 Gopal Kumar, 他得到了一首 mantra, 他是高尔丹山的牧牛童, 他急着这首 mantra 旅行到宇宙的各个地方。
So he used the mantra. By the power of the mantra, he was able to go up to Brahmaloka.
他吟诵了这首 mantra, 就去了 Brahmaloka.
And in Brahmaloka, it happened that Brahma, Lord Brahma, he ran away because there was a problem with a big demon, and he ran away, and Gop Kumar was made Lord Brahma.
主 Brahma 就遇到了一个大恶魔的问题, 所以主 Brahma 就逃跑了, Gopal Kumar 就担任了 Brahma 一职。
So when Gop Kumar became Lord Brahma, he met with some of the great sages who were living there, who were personifications of different holy scriptures.
Gopal Kumar 就在担任 Brahma 的时候呢, 他遇到了一些圣人们, 这些圣人们是经典的人格化身。
And so he met with people like the personified Vedas, and they were discussing about liberation.
他遇到了伟达经的人格化身, 便开始讨论解脱的话题。
And it was explained that although liberation is mentioned in some scriptures, it's not important for devotees who practice bhakti yoga.
虽然在经典当中呢，也涉及到了解脱的话题， 但是解脱对于那些修习 bhakti yoga 的人并不重要。
For the one devotees in the devotional process, their goal is not simply liberation, but their goal is to get shelter, to get the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
对于那些走在风爱之途上的人们, 解脱并非他们的目标, 他们的目标是脱离于 Krishna的莲花足。
Yeah, people become devotees by developing devotion for Krishna, by engaging in Krishna's service.
奉献者们通过发展对 Krishna的奉爱, 通过对 Krishna的奉献服务,
Krishna's devotees are all very dear to Krishna.
对 Krishna而言, 他特别钟爱他的奉献者们。
Krishna says he's under the control of his devotees.
Krishna说他在他奉献者的控制之下。
Because devotees have no material desires.
奉献者们没有丝毫物质欲望。
So Krishna says, I'm in their heart. I sit in their heart. And I'm controlled by them.
Krishna说,我居于他们心中, 我受他们的控制。
And he said, even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me.
Krishna说,即便我的奉献者的奉献者,我都非常钟爱他们。
So devotional service to Krishna is the best of all spiritual practices, because it gives one shelter at the feet of Krishna.
因此,奉献服务是所有灵修的之途的最佳的道路, 因为它让人们直接脱离 Krishna.
Other paths like karma and jnana and vairagya, detachment, they can help us to get more devotion.
而其他的，诸如 Gyana、Karma、Vairagya、气绝，它可以帮助我们获得奉爱。
But the real goal is to get Krishna's lotus feet.
然而，真正的目标是真达 Krishna 莲花足。
Just to get to the level of Brahman is not important.
仅仅真达 Brahman 梵的层面也并不重要。
Right, the people who are trying for liberation, they can go to the Brahman, but that's not important.
致力于解脱的人们可以真达 Brahman, 但那并不重要。
So when people know the truth, when people understand the highest truth and get a taste for devotional service, that's the real goal.
对于那些了解明白真理的人们来说，奉爱才是真正的目标。
So it's not difficult to understand devotional service is greater than impersonal liberation.
奉献服务高于非人格的解脱，这一点并不难理解。
But sometimes people may ask, how is it? Okay, if devotional service is the goal, how is it possible that devotional service is also the means to the goal? Because devotional service is the goal, but we have to do devotional service to get to the goal.
We get to do devotional service to get to the goal. Okay. So 有的人他们就会提出这样的疑惑，既然奉献服务是目标，同时奉献服务也是手段，那么我们岂不是要做奉献服务才能达到奉献服务的目标吗？
So the intimate devotees of those devotees who are very intimate with Krishna, they enjoy the pastimes, the different exchanges with Krishna.
那些Krishna 的亲密奉献者们享受着跟 Krishna 的消时光和跟 Krishna 的交流。
So those people, they get a very special taste for devotional service.
所以那些奉献者就获得了对奉献服务的特殊品味。
So they're even greater, they're the highest devotees.
他们是最崇高的奉献者。
So they experience more pleasure than simply seeing Krishna because they're enjoying activities with him.
他们体验到的快乐就是远远高于仅仅看见 Krishna, 因为他们享受着这跟 Krishna 之间的活动。
So sometimes people want to understand the impersonal Brahman.They want to realize the self, you know, understand the, not the body. They want to be liberated. But that's it's nothing compared to what the devotee enjoys.
有时候人们希望理解他们不是他们他们希望觉悟自我。他们希望理解是自己作为 Brahman 的身份，他们不是这个躯体，但是跟奉献者享受到的快乐而言，他们的这个体验简直微不足道。
Right, for the impersonalists, their happiness is just no pain, no material pain.
对于非奉献者而言，他们的快乐就源于就是不再有物质痛苦了。
But for the devotees, their happiness is much far beyond that kind of happiness.
而奉献者们品尝到的快乐就远远高于这些非奉献者、非人格主义者体验到的快乐。
So people who are just cultivating knowledge and renunciation, they cannot get that kind of happiness which a devotee gets.
那些致力于培养知识和气节的人们也无法体验到奉献者感受到的快乐。
So to get the happiness of devotional service, one has to be, one has to just depend on Krishna's mercy and nothing else.
想体验奉献服务的快乐的人们，他们只需要依赖 Krishna 的仁慈，除此之外别无他法。
So a devotee is not interested in knowledge or renunciation because he knows devotional service is much greater than that.
奉献者们对于知识和气节不感兴趣，他们深知奉献服务要远远高于知识和气节。
Knowledge just means understanding the difference between the body and the soul.Between matter and spirit.
知识就是意味着明白躯体和灵魂的区别，物与灵二者之间的区别。
And detachment just means giving up sense, not being interested in sense gratification.
而气觉就意味着对感官享乐不感兴趣。
But devotion.Depends on Krishna's mercy.
奉爱全然的依赖 Krishna 的仁慈。
But Krishna is kind to everyone, so we may ask, maybe eventually other people also get devotional service?
然而 Krishna 是一视同仁的，对每个生物都是如此仁慈。人们会也许提出这样的问题：其他的人最终会不会也得到奉献服务呢
？Yeah, but the point is that they want to get Krishna's mercy, they have to give up their interest in the other things. Then they can be qualified for Krishna's mercy.
要点就是。倘若他们想得到 Krishna 的仁慈，必须要放弃对他其他事物的依附，这样他们才有资格获得 Krishna 仁慈。
Right, we want to get devotional service. If you're still attached to other things, then you won't get Krishna's mercy for devotional service.
因倘若人们还得依附于其他事物的话，那么就无法得到。Krishna 的仁慈能够从事奉爱服务了。
So we have to know what our goal is. We have to know what we want.
所以我们要知道自己的目标何在，我们想要的是什么。
We have to know where is the highest happiness going to be. Is it going to be at the lotus feet of Krishna or some other place?
我们要知道最高的快乐在哪里，是 Krishna 的莲花足呢，还是其他的地方？
So the goal of liberation is actually pure devotional service. The real goal of liberation, the fruit of liberation is to get devotional service.
因此解脱的真正目标就是奉爱服务，奉爱服务的果实也是奉爱服务。
So liberation is at the feet of Krishna.
解脱是处在 Krishna 的莲花足下。
Devotional service is far above the mukti. Liberation is insignificant compared to bhakti.
和 Bhakti 相比来说 Mukti 是微不足道的，奉献服的快乐远远高于 Mukti 解脱。
So liberation just means no more material existence, but Bhakti means much more than that.
解脱仅仅就是不再有物质存在了，但是 Bhakti 要高于解脱。
Bhakti means proper engagement in the Lord's service.
Bhakti 就是正确的从事于为主做服务。
So it's not only getting free of material bondage, but being engaged in the service of the Lord.
不仅仅是摆脱物质存在的束缚，而且是为主从事奉献服务。
So this devotional service to Lord Krishna, that is the real goal of liberation.
对 Krishna 从事奉献服务是解脱的真实目标。
The pure devotion for him means without any attachment to liberation.
对他的纯粹的奉爱就意味着丝毫也不依附于解脱。
Giving up material desires is necessary for pure devotion.
要想得到纯粹的奉爱，就有必要放弃物质欲望。
So the higher, the real goal of life is. We're not interested in any kind of sense gratification, and not even interested in liberation.
所以，生命的生活的目标就是丝毫不依对感官享乐丝毫不感兴趣，甚至对解脱也不感兴趣。
Not at least that we don't want that liberation where there's no devotional service.
至少我们对于那些缺乏奉献服务的解脱不感兴趣。
We're not interested in just getting knowledge or detachment. We just simply want pure devotion to Krishna.
我们对于仅仅获得知识或者仅仅弃绝不感兴趣，我们对于为对 Krishna 的纯粹的奉爱才感兴趣。
Some people are attached to doing their duties in the different ashrams. They think we have to do our duty according to the Varnashram, according to our ashram.
有些人依附于履行他们在 ashram 各自的 ashram 当中的职责 ，Varnashram 当中的职责。
But if we worship the Lord, worship of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, that is as good as doing any duties of the ashram.
倘若我们要是从事一位 Vishnu Krishna 做奉爱的话，那就跟各自的在各自 ashram 当中履行职责是一样好的。
Just doing our duty in an ashram, the purpose of the ashrams is to satisfy Lord Vishnu.
在 ashram 当中的各尽职分，目标是为了取悦满足 Vishnu。
He created these different ashrams for people to work.
他创造了不同的 ashram， 让人们在其中来工作。
So, the duties which we do are really meant for His pleasure.
我们各尽职分，只是为了来取悦他 ，Vishnu。
So, if a devotee is serving Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna.Then he will satisfy you, be satisfying him. He doesn't have to do the duties in the ashrams.
倘若一个奉献者服务 Vishnu 或者服务 Krishna 的话，他就能令 Vishnu Krishna 满意，他就无需再履行他的职分了。
So the different duties in the ashrams are to help us to come to the path of being a devotee.
所以在各自阿舍当中履行职分，是为了帮助我们来到奉爱服务的之途上。
So especially newer devotees, neophyte devotees, we should do our duty in the different ashrams.
尤其是新奉献者们，应该履行在不同的阿舍当中的职分。
And it will help us to get more devotion for Krishna.
这就能帮助他们获得对 Krishna 更多的奉爱。
This is the statement of the scriptures. The scriptures tell us like that.
这是经典的结论论断。
But there are other things also said in the scriptures which say that these duties are not very important.
然而在经典的其他地方也说到，这些职分并不重要。
That when devotees are more advanced, then they can give up these responsibilities.
当奉献者们更加精进之后，就可以放弃这些不同的职分。
So if somebody doesn't do his duty, but if he's doing devotional service, then it's all right.
倘若一个奉献者不履行他的职分，而是为 Krishna Vishnu 从事奉爱服务，那是可以的。
Because the duties which we do are material, they're in the material platform, but devotional service is transcendental.
因为我们履行各自的职分只是在物质层面，而为 Krishna 从事奉爱服务是在超然的层面。
And if we don't do our duty, it's not a big problem. It will be arranged. Krishna will arrange for somebody else to do it.
我们不尽我们的职分也没有问题，因为 Krishna 会安排其他人来做这些职分的。
But if we're doing service to Krishna, that's much more important.
为 Krishna 从事服务，这是更加重要的。
So sometimes people, they just learn about Krishna. They only know about him. They haven't actually met him. They don't know, they haven't realized him, but they hear about him from the scriptures. They know about him theoretically, and they want to serve him.
有些人呢，他们从别人的口中听说了 Krishna， 得知 Krishna， 他们只是在经典当中获得了这种理论，然后他们便开始想要去服务他。
So, somebody may not have a taste for doing chanting and hearing, for doing devotional service. He may not have much taste to do these things.
有的人可能对于念诵或聆听这样的奉献服务没有品味。
Then he has to follow the Vedic principles.
在这种情况下，他就要必须要遵守韦达的原则。
But if you've developed a taste to hear and chant and to just talk to discuss Krishna consciousness, then you don't have to worry about all the principles.
然而，倘若一个人已经对于唱诵聆听发展的品位，讨论 Krishna 知觉发展品位，就无需遵守伟大原则。
Because that's the highest platform.
因为这已经是最高级的层面了。
The one who is doing devotional service is going to be peaceful. He's going to be very satisfied in himself. He won't have any anger. He should be friendly to everyone.
从事奉爱服务的人内心平和，自我满足，没有毫无愤怒，他们是众生之友。
The one who is cultivating devotional service, they like to do anything which is related to Krishna, and something which has no connection with Krishna, they have no interest in it.
对于奉爱服务有品位的人，他们对于跟 Krishna 相关的一切都喜欢，但是跟 Krishna 无关的一切他们都不喜欢。
So they're not much interested in being with people who are only eating and sleeping and mating and defending.
所以他们对于那些只对吃睡交配防卫感兴趣的人们，他们就这样的奉献者，他们没兴趣跟他们在一起。
Somebody, the devotees may be householders, but they're not attached to their home.
奉献者也许还是居士身份，但是他们不依赖自己的，不依恋家庭。
They're not attached to their children or their friends or their money.
他们也对于自己的孩子、朋友、钱财不依附、不感兴趣。
But they'll do whatever duty they have some things to do. They may have to do some duties. They will do whatever is necessary.
但是他们也会做自己的职责，尽他们必要的职分。
And they'll make sure they have just enough money so that they can keep their body and soul together, maintain their life.
他们也确保有足够的维持躯体和灵魂在一起的金钱，能够从事奉献服务。
So a devotee also he doesn't have to worry about good and bad karmic reactions.
奉献者们对于一个好的业报、坏的业报也不感兴趣。
They cannot affect a devotee.
这些都无法干扰奉献者。
Because the devotee is in spiritual consciousness, so he is not affected by the material circumstances.
因为奉献者身处灵性知觉当中，对于物质的环境不会干扰他们。
So.We know the important point, we should always remember Krishna, never forget him.
要点就是永远记住 Krishna, 永不忘记 Krishna.
When we remember Krishna, then all the Vedic, all the rules of the Vedas are followed.
如果能够永远记住 Krishna, 就自动地遵守了所有伟大的原则。
Just remembering him is that gives all auspiciousness, makes everything auspicious.
仅仅的铭记 Krishna 就能带给人一切吉祥。
And when we forget him, then we've broken all the rules.
倘若忘记了 Krishna, 就打破了一切的原则规范。
All kinds of sins become possible when we forget him.
遗忘了 Krishna, 就有可能犯下所有的罪恶。
So important thing is to remember Krishna, never forget him.
重要的就是永远要记住 Krishna, 永不忘记 Krishna.
So when we do, if we do rituals, we do these different rituals, it can distract us from devotional service.
所以这些仪式有可能让我们对在做奉献服务当中分心。
And if we try to be very renounced, that also takes away our taste for devotional service.
倘若仅仅是非常的气绝，也会拿走我们对于奉爱服务的品味。
And having too much knowledge also can also take us away from devotional service.
拥有过多的知识，有可能也会把我们从奉爱服务中拽走。
But when these things are purified, when this, you know, the rituals and the renunciation and the knowledge, when they're purified,We can use them for helping us to get more bhakti.
但是如果这些仪式、气诀和知识都被净化了，就可以拿来用于我们，用于获得更多的 bhakti.
So, in the Vedas, you've got karmakanda, many karmakanda rituals, things to help us get material.Success, material happiness.
在韦达经的 Karma Kanda 支部业报支部当中，有很多帮助人取得物质成就、物质快乐的仪式。
But a devotee is very cautious about getting involved in these things.
但是奉献者们会很小心谨慎，不让自己卷入这些。
The impersonalists, they like these things.
非人格主义者们喜欢这些仪式。
They think these things are very good, very helpful, but they are different. You see, impersonalists they're very different from devotees.
非人格主义者就觉得这些仪式很好，很有帮助，但是这跟奉献者们的观点大相径庭。
We just have to do devotional service. By doing devotional service, the result is we get more devotion for the Lord.
我们只需要从事奉献服务，从事奉献服务的结果就是对主发展了更多的奉爱。
We get detachment from all the material things.
对物质的事物有更多的弃绝。
And we will get a direct experience of Krishna.
我们会直接的能够体验到 Krishna.
But if we try to cultivate too much knowledge, then it will make our devotion weak.
倘若我们培养了过多的知识，会让我们的奉爱变得虚弱。
Because we may start to understand more about the nature of the self, and we understand more about this ourselves, and we're thinking this is more important than Krishna, service to Krishna.
我们对于自我的本质，倘若过于沉迷于了解自我的本质，就会觉得这非常重要，就忽视了对 Krishna 的服务。
So, cultivating knowledge and renunciation is not so much recommended for devotee.
培养大量的知识或者过于弃绝，这些都并不推荐给奉献者们去从事。
You just simply have to do devotional service.
只需要简单的去做奉献服务。
So sometimes, even if a devotee goes to heaven or liberation, he's just thinking the devotional service. He doesn't want anything else.
即便人们就是人有奉献者去了天堂，或者是已经达到解脱了，他们只是想在那里从事奉献服务。
He can get everything. Just simply by doing devotional service.
仅仅的从事奉献服务，他就能心想事成，得到想要的一切。
There's nothing separate from devotion.
没有什么是跟奉献服务分离的。
So we have to be convinced that devotional service is the right thing.
我们需要确信奉献服务是正确的道路。
So other things like knowledge and doing rituals and detachment, they can help to prepare people for bhakti.
其他的诸如培养知识、举行仪式或者是弃绝，可以让人们做好准备来去接受 bhakti 奉爱。
To bring people into devotional service is the goal of all of these things.
让人们进入奉爱服务是所有知识、仪式、弃绝的目标。
So by the mercy of Krishna and by the association with the devotees, we will also get pleasure in ourselves.
藉着 Krishna 的仁慈，奉献者们的怜悯，我们也会在自我当中寻找到快乐。
And people who are some great yogis who are detached from the material world and who have come to the impersonal Brahman, and they know they're not the body, they're taking pleasure in the self.They can also come to Bhakti Yoga.
那些弃绝物质世界的 yogi 瑜伽师们，他们认识到自己，认识到了非人格 Brahman， 认识到他们并非这个躯体，他们已经觉悟到自我，他们也会对 Bhakti Yoga 感兴趣。
So they give up.When they're in the Brahman, they're meditating on the Brahman, on the formless, on the oneness which has no form, but they get attracted to devotional service.
当他们已经处在 Brahman 的觉悟当中，认识到 Brahman 是无形无相的，是一，他们也会对奉献服务感兴趣。
So they're already liberated because they've come to the Brahman and they're meditating on the Brahman, on the oneness. But when they meet the devotees, they become attracted to devotional service.
这些非人格主义者，他们已经解脱了，他们冥想 Brahman， 冥想着一，但是当他们遇到了奉献服务奉献者也会对奉献服务深深的吸引。
So that's only possible by the mercy of Krishna. Because of his mercy, he wants to show, the Lord wants to show the greatness of his devotees and devotional service. So sometimes he allows his impersonalists to also become devotees.
这是 Krishna 的仁慈 ，Krishna 为了表明奉献者的伟大，奉献服务的伟大，他就允许这些非人格主义者们成为奉献者。
These impersonal, they understand that liberation was not complete, and they want to get more. They want to go on and become devotees.
这些非人格主义者，他们意识到了解脱并不完整，他们想继续进步，想要成为奉献者。
They become attracted, hearing the glories of Krishna, and they want to take up the service of Krishna.
当他们聆听到 Krishna 的荣耀，就会深受吸引，也想要从事奉献服务。
So by the mercy of Krishna, these liberated souls who are in the Brahman, they also get spiritual bodies. And with their spiritual bodies and senses, they begin to worship Lord Krishna.
这些已经解脱了的非人格主义者们，他们已经处在 Brahman 层面上。当随着 Krishna 的仁慈，他们得到了一个灵性的躯体，灵性的感官，便能够开始崇拜 Krishna。
So some impersonalists, they are in the material world, they still have material bodies, so they can also take up devotional service.
有一些非人格主义者，他们仍在物质世界，仍然有着物质的躯体，这些人也可以接受奉爱服务。
But these other souls who are in the Brahman, who are already liberated, they don't have a material body anymore.
而那些已经升到了 Brahman 当中的非人格主义者，他们已经没有一个物质身体了。
So how is it possible they can become devotees? How is it possible they can take up devotional service?
所以他们怎么是可能成为奉献者？怎么可能从事奉爱服务呢？
So even though they've merged into the Brahman, even though they're liberated. But they can be given a spiritual body to do devotional service.
即便他们已经融入到布拉曼中，已经解脱了，他们可以被赐予一个灵性的躯体来从事奉献服务。
Out of many, many millions of impersonalists, one may be very fortunate and take up devotional service.
在上百万的非人格主义者当中，有一个会非常幸运能够开始从事奉献服务。
So what happens is these souls who are liberated, they've merged, they've entered into the oneness.
事实就是这些已经解脱了的灵魂，他们已经融入到了一。
But in that oneness, they still have their some intelligence.
但在这个一当中，他们仍然还有智性。
And by the mercy of the Lord, they can get their spiritual body.With spiritual mind and spiritual senses.
藉着主的仁慈，他们可以获得灵性的身体、灵性的心意、灵性的感官。
So when the liberated soul gets Krishna's mercy with spiritual body and senses, then he can do devotional service. He can begin hearing and chanting.
所以当这些解脱了的灵魂得到了灵性的躯体心意感官之后，就开始从事聆听唱诵这样的奉献服务。
But when he was merged in the oneness of the Brahman, when he was just merged, there's no activity. There was nothing there.
如果他们仅仅是融入到一当中，在这个一元当中是不存在活动的。
So, some people they just want to be satisfied in the self. They just want to get that satisfaction of being the soul, and they do it. They try to do it by giving up false ego.
有些灵魂，他们仅仅是对于。就是自我满足感兴趣，对于了解他们作为灵魂的身份反感兴趣，他们努力放弃假自我。
But for a devotee, the devotee thinks, well, it's so easy to give up false ego. What's so difficult about that? Why make a big effort for that?
但是奉献者们就想，放弃假我是这么容易，又何须努力呢？
What is the impersonalists, they're thinking the goal is to just give up the false ego.
那些非人格主义者，他们认为他们目标就是努力的放弃假我。
So the impersonalists, they sometimes criticize devotees that, you know, we think this is so easy.
非人格主义者有时候会批评奉献者们，因为我奉献者会觉得这个是很容易的事情。
And they will criticize the devotees that, oh, you cannot achieve anything of spiritual worth unless, you know, they will say, you believe that you cannot achieve anything.Of value unless you do devotional service.
这非人格主义者们，他们批评奉献者，就说，你们觉得就是从事奉献服务，不从事奉献服务就得不到什么灵性上有价值的目标。
And then, unless you do devotional service, you cannot.You cannot get any material opulence.
除非你们从事了奉献服务，否则也得不到什么物质的富裕。
you cannot realize the Brahman.
你们也无法觉悟 Brahman.
You cannot become satisfied in yourself.
也无法对自我感到满足。
So how is it possible that you have to first do devotional service, and then only you can get these things?
所以，怎么可能首先做奉爱服务才能获得所有这一切呢？
So they say this is a contradiction.
所以他们说这是自相矛盾的。
Because you're saying the goal is devotional service, but you have to use devotional service to get there.
因为你们说你们的目标，但是你们又通过奉爱服务才能达到奉爱服务。
So how can you do something in the future when you're supposed to do it in the beginning?
你们怎么能就是为了未来的这个目标而在一开始就开始做这件事呢？
So this is the kind of arguments you get from an impersonalist.
这就是那些非人格主义者们的争论的焦点。
So we have to understand that devotional service, by devotional service, one certainly that devotional service is the goal of life, and by devotional service we get satisfaction of the self.
我们应该明白，是奉献服务是生命的目标。通过从事奉爱服务，我们就得到对自我的满足。
Just like we still have some desire, some little bit of desire for sense gratification may be there in the heart.
比如说，我们在内心仍然有感官享乐的欲望。
Even after we get liberation, we still may have a little desire for liberation, a little desire for sense gratification.
即便我们已经获得了解脱，可能仍然对感官享乐还有一点点欲望。
Even he's liberated, does not need anything, but he still likes to continue doing devotional service.
即便是已经解脱了，不需要任何事物了，仍然喜欢做奉爱服务。
Because he's attracted to Krishna, he's attracted to the qualities of Krishna.
因为他们深受 Krishna 的吸引，深受 Krishna 品质的吸引。
So we have a desire to reciprocate with a person, and the Lord is a person.
我们有这种想要互动的这种欲望，因为 Krishna 是一个人。
But they say ultimately this desire for devotional service will stop and we will realize ourselves to be one with the Supreme.
然而他们却说，那么终极呢，这种奉献服务就会停止，我们就会觉悟到我们跟一元，我们都是一的。
And so the impersonalists say, you devotees, you put faithin the power of your God and his qualities.
他们说，你们这些奉献者，你们都对于神的力量和神的品质相信，都相信神的力量和品质。
According to you devotees, liberation is not important, that you get it easily by doing devotional service.
根据你们这些奉献者的观点，解脱并不重要，奉献服务才是重要的。
So in this way, you imagine that the mercy of your God and the association of devotees which you have will help you to achieve the goal.
你们是想象着神的仁慈 和奉献者的联谊会帮助你们到达目标。
And you think that the devotional service is more important than liberation?
你们接受奉献服务高于解脱的观点。
You think that devotional service will give you satisfaction of the self?
你们认为奉献服务能带来对自我的满足。
You don't realize that understanding the self is the real goal. And this is the real important thing in life.
你们没有觉悟到明白自我才是生命的目标。
And so the Bhakti Shastras who are preaching here, they're replying to this doubt. They say that you can easily get satisfaction of the self just by giving up false ego.
Bhakti Shastri, 就在这里传教的 Bhakti Shastri,就回击他们的这些疑惑说，通过做奉献服务，你们可以轻易的获得对自我的满足，仅仅就放弃了假自我。
But how can you give up false ego if you have not performed devotional service?
但是，倘若没有从事奉爱服务，又怎能放弃假我？
But they say, it is said, to give up false ego is easy, just like picking a flower or closing one's eyes. Not difficult.
但是，据说放弃假我就如摘花和闭眼睛那么容易。
But somebody who is not a devotee cannot understand this.
但是倘若不是奉献者就不能明白这一点。
And they may say, well, devotional service is an activity. And all activities, there has to be some ego to do them.
他们说奉献服务本身是一个活动，但是要从事活动必须要有一个自我的身份。
So how can we do devotional service if we don't have any ego?
如果没有自我的这种身份，又怎能从事活动？
So this person, he has not understood the nature of Krishna's energies.
这么说的人，他不明白 Krishna 的能量。
He doesn't understand that after liberation, you can get a spiritual body.
他们不明白，解脱之后，人便得到了一个灵性的身体。
And you also get a spiritual ego, a transcendental ego.
也得到一个灵性的自我，一个超然的自我。
Instead of false ego thinking I am the body, we get spiritual ego, knowing that I am his servant, I am the servant of Krishna.
他们没有一个认为跟躯体认同的这样的假自我。而是认同于自己作为 Krishna 仆人的身份。
So with the spiritual ego, the pure devotional service is easy. We do pure devotional service.
有了灵性的自我，就能轻易地从事纯粹的奉爱服务。
So a devotee doesn't think liberation is very important.
所以奉献者们并不认为解脱是什么了不起的。
No, nor do we think just being satisfied in the self is the goal. We know that the real goal is to develop love for Krishna.
他们也不认为获得自我满足才是生命的目标，而是认为爱 Krishna 是生命的目标。
So a devotee is also joyful. Devotee knows the self. He's happy in the self.
所以奉献者们，他们觉悟了自我，他们在自我当中感到喜乐。
And they have knowledge. Devotees are also knowledge, and they're also perfect in yoga.
奉献者们也拥有知识，他们也在瑜伽方面得到了圆满。
They get all of these things simply by hearing and chanting and bhakti yoga.
仅仅通过聆听、唱诵和 bhakti yoga， 他们就得到了所有这一切成就。
But this trying to find the happiness of impersonal Brahman, that is not for devotees.
仅仅是通过在非人格 Brahman 当中取得快乐，这并不是奉献者的快乐。
Devotee's only goal is to develop his love in relation to Krishna.
奉献者唯一的目标是发展对 Krishna 的爱和 Krishna 的关系。
And the real fruit of devotional service is this prema, which is never satisfied.
而奉献服务的真正的结果是 prema， 而 prema 是永无厌足的。
So, this when one gets prema, then is being satisfied in the self, that's very insignificant, that's easily attained. It's not important for somebody who's got love of God.
对于那些已经达到神爱的人，这种对自我的满足，就是微不足道的了，也是很容易的了。
A devotee who's got prema,He's never satisfied with himself.
而且已经得到了 prema 的人，他们永远是对自我不满足的。
He always wants to surrender more for the satisfaction of Krishna.
他们为了令 Krishna 感到满意，他们想越来越多的臣服。
So if we become satisfied in ourselves,then we won't want to do anything more. We think, oh, I've already done everything. We don't do anything.
如果我们对就是满足对自我已经满足了沾沾自喜的话，就不想做更多的了，觉得这已经是一切了，没有什么了。
There may be a few people who want to be satisfied in the self, but not very many.
可能有寥寥无几的数目数量不多的人，他们想要对自我感到满足，并不是很多人。
Like some people, they're very attached to liberation, so they may have to find this, come to this point to be self-satisfied, because they're very strongly attached to liberation.
那些非常对解脱有强烈依附的人，他们可能就对于自我满足非常的眷恋。
So sometimes we get people who are not devotees, and they come into devotional service. That they may attract some, like a new person to begin devotional service. So then.Because they haven't been practicing devotional service very long, they're still attached to the idea of Brahman.
有的进入奉爱服务的奉献者，就是刚刚受到吸引开始服务的新人们，因为他们在这里面的时间不长，他们可能还依附于 Brahman。
So if somebody gets satisfaction in the self, but no devotion to Krishna, it's okay.
倘若呢，有人对于自我满足，就是很依附，对 Krishna 的奉献服务还没有依附的话，那也没什么。
And something is not very important. It's not very valuable.So somebody wants it, I'll let them get it.
那些不是特别重要的，也没有什么有价值的。倘若有人就想要的话，那就让他得到吧。
Yeah, they haven't done devotional service, so they just want liberation. So let them get it.
他们没有从事过奉爱服务，他们一心想要解脱，那就让他们得到好了。
But devotional service is the most the real valuable thing. But people don't. If people just want the insignificant thing like liberation, the devotee doesn't interfere. The devotee thinks, well, if that's what you want, okay, go ahead.
倘若有的人对于不是那么有价值的解脱，仍然是念念不忘的话，奉献者也不会干涉他的自由意志，他们就会说 OK， 那好吧，你就去呗。
We cannot convince everyone about the importance of devotional service.
我们无法说服每一个人，奉献服务才是最重要的。
So people doing the duty, you know, that's also a kind of devotional service.
那些履行各自职责的人们，也是在从事着某种程度的奉爱服务。
So they're getting some result of devotional service.
他们会得到奉献服务的某些成果。
Some devotees say you can't do anything without bhakti. You must have some bhakti.
有些奉献者们，他们的观点是，除非有一些 bhakti 在里面 ，bhakti 的成分，否则是无法取得任何成就。
So the impersonalists, they're trying to achieve liberation.
非人格主义者们致力于解脱。
And they often do it by following the varnashram, by doing the duties in varnashram.
他们是通过在 varnashram 当中尽好自己的职责来达到解脱。
So they do their duties, they have some devotion for their karma. Their devotion is for their karma.
他们的奉爱就是对他们的 karma 的奉爱。
So they also have some bhakti because this varnashram is coming from Krishna. So they're in this way they have some devotion for Krishna. They're following his instructions.
因为 varnashram 制度是来自于 Krishna， 所以就这样的人，他们也拥有某种奉爱，因为他们在遵守 Krishna 的训示。
So this is devotional service in an external form.
所以这是一种外在形式的奉爱服务。
So this brings self-satisfaction, you get satisfaction, you get the satisfaction in the soul.
从而得到对于灵魂的满足。
You don't get hearing and chanting, you don't get the real form of devotional service, you just get this satisfaction of the soul.
无法得到对于聆听和唱诵，就是奉献服务的真正形式的奉爱服务，而只是一味的满对灵魂感到满足了。
So after getting that satisfaction, self-satisfaction in the self, then some people begin to worship the lotus feet of Krishna.
当这样的人们，他们对于自我感到满足之后，便开始崇拜 Krishna 莲花足。
And in this way, they get the real happiness of devotional service.
从而就得到了奉爱服务的真正快乐。
Sure, not everybody who comes to the platform of the self, but some few people, they become attracted to devotional service. They go on.
不是每一个人都能够觉悟自我的，但是有的人他们可以继续。
So, because they've already detached themselves from the material, it's easy for them to go on to become Krishna conscious.
因为他们已经对于物质有弃觉心了，所以他们可以继续就拥有 Krishna 知觉。
And they can become nice devotees.
从而成为优秀的奉献者。
So these, sometimes people say these impersonalists are good.Good people to preach to make them devotees.
有的人就说这些非人格主义者是很好的传教对象，可以把他们转变成奉献者。
So anybody can become a devotee. Devotional service for everyone.
人人都可以做奉献者，奉献服务是向每个人敞开了。
Just like anybody can go and take bath in the Ganga. It's there for everyone.
正如人人都可以去恒河沐浴。
But Sanatana Goswami, he says, the ability to follow all the rules and regulations can help to qualify a person for bhakti.
Sanatana Goswami 说，那些遵守规范原则，有能力遵守规范原则，这样的能力可以帮助他们晋升到 Bhakti。
We get pure devotion by simply depending on the mercy of Krishna.
我们通过仅仅依靠 Krishna 的仁慈，从而获得纯粹的奉爱。
The one who practices bhakti depending on Krishna will certainly get the real happiness.
那些依赖于 Krishna 的仁慈修习 bhakti 的人可以达到真正的生命目标。
Devotional service in practice will help us to get devotional service in perfection.
在修习层面的奉爱服务可以帮助我们晋升到完美层面的奉爱服务。
So when we get devotional happiness, the person who is experiencing the happiness.And the person who he sees, who is giving the happiness, all of these things, they will all manifest themselves in various ways.
所以当获得了奉爱的快乐的时候，体验的那个人和给予的人，这一切都是自动的展示了。
So the Bhakti Shastras who are speaking, they're speaking to Gop Kumar, they've already proved that the happiness of devotional service is much greater than that from liberation.
对 Gopa Kumar 讲话的 Bhakti Shastras, 他们就充分地证明了奉爱服务的快乐远远高于解脱的快乐。
They want to reconfirm this with another argument.
他们希望以另外一个论点来增强这种这样的观点。
And they're saying that the happiness of devotional service, that all the components.Are manifest when we can experience them.
他们说这个奉爱服务的所有的元素，奉爱服务的快乐所有元素都展示出来了，人可以去体验。
Right, the devotee who is doing the devotional service.
从事奉爱服务的奉献者。
The personality of Godhead, who is the object of our service.
服务作为服务对象的至尊性格神手。
And then there's the exchange or the activity between the two, between the devotee and between the Lord.
还有奉献者以及主二者之间的交流活动。
And the different sensory activities which allow us to see, to experience the exchange.
还有这些允许我们看到和体验到这些交流的感官活动。
So the devotee realizes, I am the servant of the Lord.
奉献者们觉悟到我是 Krishna 的仆人。
And he thinks about doing service for the Lord, like maybe massaging Krishna's lotus feet.
他便想着诸如按摩 Krishna 莲花足这样的奉爱服务。
And Krishna displays different wonderful qualities which attract the devotee.
Krishna 也展示出那种有奇妙的品质，深深地吸引了奉献者。
He's very beautiful, very attractive.
Krishna 有着俊美的容貌，他非常吸引人。
And he behaves so charming, his behavior is so pleasing.
他行为举止是那么有魅力，那么吸引人。
So the devotee also, his senses begin to function. He does things like chanting and hearing and other kinds of service.
奉献者的感官，便开始行使各自的功能。例如唱诵、聆听、服务。
So this way the devotee experiences the greatest happiness.
就这样，奉献者们便品尝着最高的快乐。
There's nothing which compared to the happiness which he experiences in this.
没有什么能够和他在这当中得到的快乐媲美。
So a pure devotee who is aware of himself is also aware of Krishna.
Pure 的奉献者既能意识到自己，也能意识到 Krishna.
He sees himself as having an intimate relationship with Krishna.
他看到自己和 Krishna 之间有着亲密的关系。
So we can know at the same time we can know Krishna, we can know ourselves.
我们同时的既能知道 Krishna， 也能知道自己。
And we can be conscious of our position as his servant.
我们能够意识到自己作为 Krishna 仆人的地位。
And at the same time be conscious of all of Krishna's qualities.
同时能够意识到 Krishna 所有美妙的品质。
So, of course, we have to be conscious of our own existence. Otherwise, that would be impossible.
我们当然要意识到自己的存在，否则的话，怎么这一切都不可能。
So, becoming self-realized, we have to hear everything from this as is described in the scriptures, how we understand the Lord and how we understand ourselves.
所以要获得自我觉悟，我们就要聆听其他人来讲述经典，从而明白主，明白自我。
So the happiness on the impersonal samadhi is very different.
因此，从非人格的 samadhi 当中得来的快乐是跟这样的快乐完全不同。
Because the impersonalist in their samadhi, the function of the mind is stopped.
因为非人格主义者，他们进入萨玛底之后，他们的心意已经完全不，不行使履行他们的功能了。
But for the devotee, it's very different. The devotee, he realizes everything. He sees everything with the mind. In his meditation.Can see the Lord and you can appreciate the Lord.
但是奉献者，他们在萨玛底当中已经觉悟了一切，他们透过心意看见了主。
The impersonalists, they sit in meditation. They have no ego. They have their senses don't act anymore. They're just like dead persons.
非人格主义者在冥想当中，他们已经没有自我，感官也不活动，像个死人一般。
It's almost like they don't exist anymore.
就仿佛他们不再存在了。
So their happiness of Brahman is very, very meager, very small.
他们从 Brahman当中得到的快乐非常的微不足道，非常渺小。
Their mind stops working, so all their senses also stop.
他们感官，他们的心意已经不再活动，感官也相应的停止。
So their happiness is not very developed. It's very monotonous.
Monotonous.
Monotony means boring.
所以这些非人格主义者们的快乐是欠发达的，而且他们的快乐是非常枯燥的。
There's no variety. There's no real experience.
并非多姿多彩的，也没有什么体验。
Of course, the impersonalists they say no. They say no. This is actually nice.
非人格主义者们会一口否定，说这是很好的。
They say that Brahman is manifest, and Brahman is everywhere from everything comes from Brahman.
他们说，一切都来源于 Brahman, 从 Brahman 当中展示出一切。
But their senses are not functioning anymore. So what good? There's no good in anything.
他们的感官已经停止了功能，所以就一切都没有什么好的。
The impersonal Brahman is always present. It's present always and it's everywhere.
非人格的 Brahman 是永存永在的，遍存万有的。
But we're not able to perceive it. We're not able to understand it.
我们却无法察知到它，也无法明白它。
Why haven't we all seen it? You know, if it's why aren't we all liberated?
那为什么我们还没有解脱呢？
So what is the value of this impersonal realization?
这种非人格的 觉悟有什么价值？
The impersonal samadhi will not help us to get free from illusion.
非人格的 samadhi 无法帮助我们摆脱幻象。
Because we have no in the samadhi, we don't act, we don't cannot do anything.
因为在 samadhi 当中，我们不活动。
But in devotional service, we are in samadhi doing devotional service, doing different activities for the pleasure of the Lord.
然而，在奉献服务当中的 samadhi。我们是在为主从事着活动，为了取悦主。
So that our senses enjoy pleasure within themselves and outside also, internally and externally.
因此，感官就是内在和外在都感受到快乐。
We get more and more ecstasy in our devotional service, in our meditation.In our absorption in Krishna, we're getting more and more pleasure.
我们的在奉爱服务当中的冥想当中，我们得到越来越多的快乐。我们从专注于 Krishna， 从而得到越来越多的快乐。
So very different from the impersonalist.
和非人格主义是大相径庭。
So the Vaishnava has.Develops love of God, he can see that his entire body may cease to function sometimes due to the ecstasy of love of Krishna.
在处在神爱当中的 Vaishnava， 我们看到，由于他们就是对神的爱，他们的感官也不再活动了。
Mm-hmm.Sometimes even the sense, one sense may be unable to perform the activity which it's supposed to do.
有的时候，一个感官，它就停止了它本来的功能。
This means that one of the senses may have entered, has merged into the inner consciousness.
这就意味着他的这个感官已经融入到内在的知觉中。
Or else, maybe it's entered into the mind, or into the intelligence, or ego.
或者是已经进入到心意，进入到智性，进入到自我。
So something like our hearing, or our power of seeing, or tasting, or speaking, or touching.They may merge into some of the external senses.
这就意味着我们的听觉、嗅觉、触觉、味觉，这样这些感觉融入到外感官当中。
So the functions of the senses become so mixed up.
感官的各个功能就混合在一起。
Because we have a spiritual mind and a full set of senses, so these senses become internalized.
我们有拥有灵性的心意，灵性的感官，这些都内化了。
Right, the spiritual mind is under.Within the material mind,
灵性的心意在物质的心意覆盖之下。
So from within the material mind, the spiritual senses, the spiritual mind is awakened.
在物质的心意之下，灵性的心意就被唤醒。
The spiritual senses can do all the functions of the material senses.
物质的灵性的感官就开始从事所有物质的功能。
So the happiness in devotional service is much greater than in that of impersonal samadhi.
在奉爱服务当中的快乐远远的大于非人格的 samadhi.
And by the mercy of the Lord, his devotees, that happiness expands more and more.
由于主的仁慈，奉献者的快乐就无限的、越来越多的扩展。
So we'll stop today.
好，那我们今天讲到这里。
We'll ask if there's any question.
Oh, 我们来看一下今天的问题。
嗯。
感谢 Maharaj 翻译语词。为什么灵性世界都有焦虑，意味着也有各种情绪，和物质世界情绪如何区别？三个马方李丽萍 Why in spiritual world there are anxiety? Does that mean that in spiritual world there are variety ofThere are many sentiments, and what's the difference between all those sentiments in the spiritual world and material world? Thank you.
The difference is that in the material world, the sentiments are all in relation to the body and our material desires. But in the spiritual world, the sentiments are all in relation to Krishna and Krishna's service.
区别是在物质世界，这些情绪是跟我们的躯体和物质的欲望有关系，在灵性世界是跟 Krishna 和对 Krishna 的服务有关联。So the next question is from Charu Chitra.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 那个 Gurmani Mataji, 上面还有一个问题，因为这是上周留下的两个问题，上面还有一个乐逍遥的问题，您看到了吗？
那您
我来读一下是吗？
啊，行。
嗯，好的。乐逍遥的问题，顶拜咕噜翻译。我今天碰到一个人，他也是学奉爱瑜伽的。他说我们永远都不会回到灵性世界的，因为我们不完美。他说有的灵性导师是自封的，他这么说对吗？为什么？
灵性老师是自封的，他们是 they're crazy 啊。
自封 means they are they declare they claim they are spiritual master.
Oh, they're not.Okay. So the point is you have to understand is Srila Prabhupada also the same? Is he also like that?
这个要点就是关键是你得明白是不是 Prabhupada 也是这样的也是一样的呢？
Do you think all these scriptures which we're distributing are all bogus? They have no authority?
是不是我们派发的所有这些经典都是伪经典，没有任何权威呢？
So many people have achieved perfection by studying these scriptures. They've developed great spiritual knowledge and they've achieved spiritual perfection.Just by studying, by hearing these books.
有那么多的人通过聆听所有这些经典都达到了完美，他们的知觉，他们得到了那么多知识，他们通过学习这经典。
So, do you think they're all wrong? They're all off? They're all unqualified?
您觉得他们全都错了，他们都没有资格。
You don't have faith in any scripture. You don't have faith in any teacher, past or present.
您对所有的经典难道都没有信心？对所有过往的、先前的、 导师和现在的未来的导师都没有丝毫信心吗？
What kind of devotional service are you practicing?
不知道您修的是哪种法门。
You say you're practicing devotional service, but you don't have devotion for anybody.
您自称是在从事灵奉爱，但您对任何事物都丝毫没有奉爱。
So I think you're the unqualified person.
我觉得没有资格的是这个说这话的人。
And you go and preach to other people that the teachers are not qualified, but you think you're qualified? You can teach?
这个人他到处宣扬说这些老师都没有资格，但难道他自己就有资格吗？他就能当老师吗？
So you have the right to speak. So you speak your thing. You go your way. Go ahead.See how you get on.
您觉得您有权利说这话，那你就继续吧，你就爱说什么说什么，愿意走哪条路你就走哪条路，你愿意到哪儿就去哪儿吧。
Let's see what kind of result you get where you go.
那我们拭目以待，你会到达哪个目标，你会取得哪一种成果。
We judge by the results.
我们就通过一棵树上结的果实来看这棵树什么树。
Look at your activities now. You say you're practicing devotional service. Let's have a look and see what you do in your daily life.
我们来看一下您的活动。您这个说话的这个人，他自称在灵修。但我们可以检验一下他现在每天做的是什么。
How much time do you spend chanting the holy name?
每天唱诵圣名花了多少时间？
How much time do you spend studying Prabhupada's books and teaching the message of scriptures?
学习帕帕的经典用了多久？你用多长时间来研究所有的这些经典？
So you're criticizing others. Let's see what you do.
所以你在满口的批评别人，那我们看一下您自己的活动吧。
Let's see your example.
看一下您做出了什么样的表率。
Next question. 下一个问题。
下问题 Chaitanya Charan
Charan 对，这也是从今天开始的问题，就您就看吧，就往下就
你要愿意您读也行。
不您读吧，我都听见了。
好，那下一个是 Charan Chichamadaji。 感恩顶拜亲爱的 Guru， 感恩您，感恩翻译主持。 Charan Chichamadaji 替奉献者提问。我读国家梵歌两遍了，知道奉爱服务重要。整部国家梵歌教导人们皈依神、爱神，但没有谈到孝敬父母。对此我很困惑，也犹豫，不能下决心托给灵导师，请您明示，谢谢。
The Bhagavad Gita teaches about devotional service, and you like devotional service.But Bhagavad Gita didn't talk about what?
To be very submissive to parents, to respect parents.
Yes. Well, Bhagavad Gita says by doing devotional service, you will automatically develop all good qualities.
国家梵歌教导说通过从事奉爱服务就自动地发展出一切优良的品质。
So one who is doing devotional service will naturally show respect for others. It tells us in Bhagavad Gita, it says in the mode of goodness, if you look chapter 16 or 17, it talks about using the mind and sense, body, mind and senses in the mode of goodness, and said in the mode of goodness to worship seniors like our parents and spiritual teachers is in the mode of goodness.
在佛家梵歌当中的第十六章、十七章，就谈到躯体、心意、言语，在善良形态当中的这些活动，谈到了要尊重长辈、崇拜长辈，像父母、老师这样的长辈，这属于善良形态的活动。
So it's there, and Prabhupada also showed one time, devotee's mother came.And the devotee introduced his mother to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told the devotee, bow down to your mother. And the devotee bowed down.
圣帕帕德也就是以身示范，当有一次一个奉献者的母亲就来见帕帕的时候，他就介绍了自己的母亲，帕帕德就命令这位门徒要向自己的母亲顶拜，所以这位门徒就一言而行。
So it's certainly there within our culture that we should have respect for the parents.
所以尊敬父母无疑就是在我们的文化当中是确实有的。
And it naturally comes about by doing devotional service. We have respect for our seniors.
从事奉爱服务，我们自动的就会对自己的长辈非常的毕恭毕敬。
OK。
下一个 ，Chaitanya Charan Prabhu， 顶拜 Guru Dev 奉献者，什么是假象中哲学？什么是 Vaishnava 哲学？
假象中哲学。
Yes, Mayavadi. What's Mayavadi and Vaishnava philosophy?
Well, the Vaishnava philosophy is to engage in the service of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophy is to become one with the Supreme, to merge with the Brahman.
Vaishnava 哲学是要服务 Krishna. Mayavadi 哲学、假象宗哲学是与至尊合一，要融入 Brahman.
Right, the Mayavadis, they want to become God. The devotee is a servant of God.
假象宗人士想要成为神， Vaishnava 想要做神的仆人。Next, from Chandra Vilasini, 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜奉献者，请教 Guru 您说，在上百万非人格主义中有一个幸运的对奉爱服务感兴趣，请教姑是不是做奉爱服务的其他修行法门，是不是不做奉爱服务其他修行法门都是非人格主义者呢？是不是都要经历非人格最后才能对奉爱服务有兴趣呢？感谢姑 Hare Krishna。 You mentioned that out of millions of impersonalists, only one is fortunate to be interested in devotional service. So the question is that, except for devotional service, the other practice are all impersonalists. Is that only undergoing the impersonalist practice at last one can become interested in devotional service?
Well, no, many people become devotees without being impersonalists.
不是，很多奉献者他们不用经历非人格主义，他们成为奉献者。
They come out from the material world and take up devotional service.
他们是在物质世界就直接接受了奉献服务。
Not everyone is an impersonalist.
并非人每个人都是非人格主义。
Real impersonalists are not very common. some people may have an interest in impersonal philosophy, but we don't practice it.
真正的非人格主义者不是很常见的，很多人他们只是对非人格的哲学有兴趣，但是他们自己不修。Next from 风平波平浪静，顶拜孤乳和所有奉献者，我是居士，有孩子，经济无忧，可以不用去工作赚钱，只是去派出传教，可以吗？
Well, that's not a very easy thing to do in China.
在中国这么做不容易。
It's not going to be very stable and very practical to do that kind of thing in China.
在中国这么做不会特别的稳定，也不切实际。
You have a child, you have a family, so you need to be more stable. You have to have some regular income. You would be better to find a steady job.
就你有孩子家庭，你需要有一个稳定的、固定的收入。This Mataji said, this devotee said,She or he doesn't need to worry about money. She need not go out to work to earn money.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay, well, that's very nice. You don't need to worry about money. So if you like to do some preaching, it's very good.
那很好。您不用，您经济无忧，那您就想传教，这非常好。
Yeah, if you don't have any anxiety about maintaining the home, then it's not a problem.
如果您对于维系家庭没有什么担忧的话，那很好。
So if you like to go out and try and meet people and try to bring them to Krishna consciousness, very nice.
如果您想外出，能与人们去见这些人。他们带到 Krishna 世界当中非常好。下一个，离离 Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru， 请问 Guru， 博伽梵歌提到五种 Rasa， 有奉献者说情侣 Rasa 是我们的目标最高，请问如何理解五种关系，父母、朋友、中性、仆人、情侣，在瓦昆塔和昆达曼多卡的不同，只是分外方式和心态不同吗？五种 rasa 有阶段之分吗？是不是最高的目标是 Madhurya Bhakta， 还是每一个灵魂注定和 Krishna 只有一种 rasa？
Yeah, whatever rasa we're in, we think it's the highest.
是的，无论我们跟 Krishna 是哪种 rasa， 我们就觉得这种 rasa， 我们跟 Krishna 的这种特定 rasa 是最高的、最好的。
But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's teaching that his associates all cultivated Madhurya rasa.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 及其同游们都培养的是 Madhurya rasa。
Because Madhurya Rasa shows the greatest, the highest love for Krishna.
因为 Madhurya Rasa 就对 Krishna 展示出最伟大、最崇高的爱。
The qualities which are in Madhurya Rasa include all the lower rasas.
在 Madhurya Rasa 当中的品质就包含了所有其他 Rasa 当中的品质。
So one who's in Madhurya Rasa, he is also the servant of Krishna, he is also friend of Krishna, and he also has a parental feeling for Krishna, to protect Krishna.
处在 Madhurya Rasa 当中的奉献者也是Krishna 的仆人，也是 Krishna 的朋友， 也对 Krishna 展示了父母情怀，有保护 Krishna 的这种感情。
So, according to your particular nature, according to how we feel, you know, we can cultivate a the point is everyone is a servant of Krishna. That's the important thing, to be the servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that. For all of us who are new devotees, we're neophyte, just try to be the servant. Don't worry about Madhurya Rasa or anything. Just be the servant of Krishna.
根据我们自己的本性和感受，重要的是我们是都是 Krishna 的仆人。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu教导说，作为一个新人，成为仆人是非常最重要的，不要去担心其他的 Madhur Rasa 和其他的 Rasa。Next,手机 YY 新人，请问导师，对中印当下关系紧张，怎么看待和对待？ So how do you consider regard the intense relationship between China and India?
Well, material world, there's always some disturbance.
在物质世界是恒常有着打扰的。
And the material world will never get away from these kind of things.
在物质世界我们永远无法摆脱这种事情。
We should just try to focus on going back to Godhead.
我们只是努力地专注于回归神首这一点。
The material world, there's a long history of one country fighting another. This war is going on, not only between countries, but even in the communities and the families. There's war, there's husband and wife, they fight with each other. This material world, nobody is happy.
The 物质世界这种国与国之间的战争由来已久。不仅是国家，而且民族与民族，甚至是人和人之间，连妻子丈夫之间，这种战争都由来已久。
So we don't think these things are very, we don't take these things very important.
我们
Go ahead.
我们并不把这种事情看得非常的严重，了不起。
But it could be also due to the influence of this coronavirus. That because of the coronavirus, it's affecting the economies of different places. Therefore, there's more likelihood of this kind of conflict.
当下呢，很有可能是由于这种新冠病毒的影响，因为这个影响到经济，所以很可能导致冲突。
When there's economic problems, then that's when the politicians, they think about war.
每当有经济问题冒出来的时候，政治家们他们就开始来琢磨着战争了。
Okay.
That's all the questions.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Good day. 我们上面还有两个问题，可能Guru Mandi Mandaji没有看到。上面还有
哦、okay. oh, ，yes yes， 唱着唱着 Velasini， 请、
uh-huh.
，OK， 哦，韦月苗，顶拜群里所有的奉献者，顶拜咕噜翻译，请问咕噜，心里祈祷，生活中某一问题全部交给主解决，是不是我就不用再做实际的去做事儿了呢？一切都自动实现了呢？So if she pray that in her heart, she'll submit everything, every problem to be solved by Lord, is that I do not need to do anything practical, everything will fulfilled automatically?
Well, Krishna never says you just sit down and do nothing. Krishna told Arjuna he had to fight.
Krishna从来没有说你只需要坐在那里无所事事。Krishna 让 Arjuna 去作战。
So, you have to stand and fight.
Do what? 所以你得站起来作战。
Don't just sit and do nothing.
不要坐着无所事事。
Use your energy for service to Krishna.
把你的能量用来调动起来服务 Krishna。
The next one is Chandra Vilasini Devadasi.
请教 Guru, 我们在做奉爱服务具体事件中是不是应该随时有意识地告诉自己做这事儿是为了取悦 Guru Krishna, 通过做事儿建立与他们的关系的桥梁，是不是应该随时都有这种想法呢？ 我有的时候感觉做事儿就沉迷于具体事件中了，感觉自己没有想到要取悦 Guru Krishna, 感谢 Guru 的仁慈。
I mean, when she does things, sometimes she doesn't think of Guru and Krishna, but she should be thinking of Guru and Krishna.
She had to tell herself every time, every minute,and consciously that she's doing this, all this to please Guru Krishna and to set up a bridge.
Yeah, that's very nice if you're thinking to do everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. That's ideal.
如果您就是想着做每件事都应该是为了取悦 Guru Krishna, 这是最理想的，这是非常好。
Always remember Krishna, never forget him, we said.
我们说过，永远记住 Krishna, 永不忘记 Krishna.
And if we have faith in Guru and in Krishna, then we'll understand all the scriptures.
如果我们对 Guru Krishna 怀着坚定的信心，就能明白一切经典。
So when things go well, you give the credit to Guru and Krishna.
如果一切顺利的话，那所有的功劳都应该归功于 Guru Krishna.
And if things are not going well, then you should take the blame. Then it's your fault.
如果事情进展的不顺利，错误都是您的，您所有的这些错误，您都应当相应的承担责任。
So we pray that everything will go well for you.
所以我们祈祷您一切都顺利。
And always remember Guru and Krishna.
永远记住 Guru Krishna.
Give the credit to them.
把功劳都归功于 Guru Krishna.
Okay, we'll stop here today. Hey, Ma.
Hare Krishna. Good day. 我们还有最后一个问题，您的时间方便吗？还可以吗？
啊。
最后一个杨改莲，顶拜 Guru。请问每个人最终都是亏损都是奉献者时才能回灵世界，但是如果没有达到轮回的过程，就暂时不能成为奉献者，这样理解对吗？不必纠结别人能不能休息，但是博爱分割里说，如果一个父母不能带领孩子走上亏损的世界，就不配做父母，该怎么理解呢？She's asking that ultimately everybody can go back to spiritual world until they become devotees. But if they don't go through the incarnation, samsara, so for the present moment, they cannot become devotee. Is that understanding right? And beside that, we shouldn't worry about others practice. But
this is two different questions. And the second part is that...
Let's take the first part first.
Okay.
Because about reincarnation, that... Well, we have to come to the human form of life, and you have to get the association of devotees to become a devotee.
所以在人体生命当中呢，要获得奉献的涟漪，才能得成为奉献者。
Without association, you're not going to become a devotee.
没有涟漪，不可能成为奉献者。
So it's the association with devotees which helps us to go back to Godhead.
与奉献者涟漪，帮助我们回归神首。
Second part?
The second part is that although we shouldn't worry about others' practice, spiritual practice, but in Bhagavatam it said, if a parents cannot bring their children on the path of Krishna consciousness, they don't have the qualification to become parents. How can they understand this contradiction?
It says, don't become a parent unless you can deliver your child from birth and death.
就是经典里说，除非您能把孩子从生死轮回当中拯救出来，否则的话，你就不要常做父母。
So it's a responsibility for the parents. You're going to have a child. You have to be prepared to help this child to get.Free of birth and death.
所以这做父母的责任就是，除非你做好准备，将孩子从生死轮回当中来拯救出来，否则的话，这个就属于没有尽到父母的责任。
We should think this child won't have to take birth again in the material world.
我们应当想，这个孩子不要再。物质世界在经历生死轮回了。
This will be his last birth.
这应当是他的在物质世界的最后一生。
That's the proper mood thinking for a mother and father.
这应该是作为父母的正确的思维。
Of course, it's not an easy thing to help your child to make your child a devotee. It's very difficult.
做父母的想要把孩子培养成奉献者，不是一个轻而易举的事情，很难。
It's a responsibility.
但这是责任。
Okay, Hare Krishna. 今天到这儿可以吗？
好的，我们今天的问题都回答完了。
好。早上好 ，Hare Krishna， 感谢 Guru Mani， 感谢 Santi， Hare Krishna，
明白 Guru， Hare Krishna。